भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
This evening we're reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is Chapter 9, entitled The Most Confidential Knowledge, text number 13.
Če čitamo iz Bhagavad Gita, 9. poglavlja, koje se zove najpovjerljivije znanje, stih broj 13.
Now, what we're going to do for all the Sanskrit scholars and pundits in the room,
da sve sanskritske pandite u sobi nešto ćemo učiniti.
We're going to chant the verse on the wall there.
Čitat ćemo ovaj stih koji je napisan ovdje na tabli.
So, Sanskrit is a language which is meant to be sung. It's not just spoken.
Sanskrit je jezik koji je namijenjen da se pjeva, ne samo da se govori.
And the script which Sanskrit is written in is called Deva Nagari, which means the language of the heavenly beings.
I pismo koje je pisano zove se Deva Nagari, što znači pismo bića sa rajskih planeta.
So it's nice if everybody can join in the chanting.
Lijepo da se svi pridružite u pjevanju.
Mahatmanas
Mahatmanas
Tu Mam Partha Mahatmanas Tu Mam Partha
Mahatmanas Tu Mam Partha
Devim
Devim
Prakritim
Prakritim
Asritaha
Asritaha
Daivin prakritim asritaha
Daivin prakritim asritaha
Bhajanti
Bhajanti
Ananya
Ananya
Manaso
Manaso
Bhajanti Ananya Manaso
Bhajanti Ananya Manaso
Gyatva
Gyatva
Bhutadim
Bhutadim
Avyayam
Avyayam
Yatva Bhutadim Avyayam
Yatva Bhutadim Avyayam
Mahatmanastu Mam Partha
Mahatmanastu Mam Partha
Mahatmanastu Mam Partha
Mahatmanastu Mam Partha
Daivin Prakritim Asritaha
Daivin Prakritim Asritaha
Daivin Prakritim Asritaha
Daivin Prakritim Asritaha
Bhajantyananya Manaso
Bhajantyananya Manaso
Bhajantyananya Manaso
Bhajantyananya Manaso
Gyatva Bhutadim Avyayam
Gyatva Bhutadim Avyayam
Gyatva Bhutadim Avyayam
Gyatva Bhutadim Avyayam
Mahatmanastu Mam Partha
Mahatmanastu Mam Partha
Daivin Prakritim Asritaha
Daivin Prakritim Asritaha
Bhajantyananya Manaso
Bhajantyananya Manaso
Gyatva Bhutadim Avyayam
Gyatva Bhutadim Avyayam
Mahatmanastu Mam Partha
Mahatmanastu Mam Partha
Daivin Prakritim Asritaha
Daivin Prakritim Asritaha
Bhajantyananya Manaso
Bhajantyananya Manaso
Gyatva Bhutadim Avyayam
Gyatva Bhutadim Avyayam
Maha Atmanaha
Maha Atmanaha
The Great Souls
The Great Souls Velike duše
Tu
Tu
But
Ali
Mam
Mam
Unto me
Mene
Partha.
Partha.
O son of Pritha.
O son of Pritha.
O Pritin Sina.
O Pritin Sina.
Daivim.
Daivim.
Divine.
Divine.
Božanske.
Božanske.
Prakritim.
Prakritim.
Nature.
Nature.
Prirode.
Prirode.
Ashritaha.
Ashritaha.
Having taken shelter of.
Having taken shelter of.
Uzevši utočište.
Uzevši utočište.
Bhajanti.
Bhajanti.
Render service.
Render service.
Služe.
Ananya manasaha.
Ananya manasaha.
Without deviation of the mind.
Without deviation of the mind.
Nepokolebljiva uma.
Nepokolebljiva uma.
Gyatva.
Gyatva.
Knowing.
Knowing.
Znajući.
Bhuta,
Bhuta
of creation.
Of creation.
No, I'm sorry.
Svijeta.
Svijeta.
Adim.
Adim.
The origin.
The origin.
Podrijetlo.
Podrijetlo.
Avyayam.
Avyayam.
The inexhaustible.
Inexhaustible.
Neiscrpno.
Neiscrpno.
Translation. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible.
O pritin sine, velike duše koje nisu obmanute nalaze se pod zaštitom božanske prirode. One su potpuno zaokupljene predanim služenjem jer me znaju kao prvobitnu i neiscrpnu svevišnju božansku osobu.
So, for the benefit of those of you who don't know Croatian or Slovenian, I'm going to read the English. It probably means only me. In this verse, the description of the Mahatma is clearly given. The first sign of the Mahatma is that he is already situated in the divine nature. He is not under the control of material nature. And how is this effected? That is explained in the 7th chapter. One who surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, at once becomes freed from the control of material nature. That is the qualification. One can become free from the control of material nature as soon as he surrenders his soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the preliminary formula. Being marginal potency, as soon as the living entity is freed from the control of material nature, he is put under the guidance of the spiritual nature. The guidance of the spiritual nature is called Daivi Prakriti, or divine nature. So when one is promoted in that way, by surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one attains to the stage of great soul, or Mahatma. The Mahatma does not divert his attention to anything outside Krishna, because he knows perfectly well that Krishna is the original Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. There is no doubt about it. Such a Mahatma, or great soul, develops through association with other Mahatmas, or pure devotees. Pure devotees are not even attracted by Krishna's other features, such as the four-armed Mahavishnu. They are simply attracted by the two-armed form of Krishna. They are not attracted to other features of Krishna, nor are they concerned with any form of a demigod or a human being. They meditate only upon Krishna in Krishna consciousness. they are always engaged in the unswerving service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness.
Smisao? U ovom stihu jasno opisan Mahatma. On je utemeljen u božanskoj prirodi. To je prvi znak Mahatme. Nije pod nadzorom materijalne prirode. Kako to može postići? To je bilo objašnjeno u 7. poglavlju. Čim se predamo svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi, Sri Krišni, oslobađamo se nadzora materijalne prirode. To je preduvjet. Čim svoju dušu predamo svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi, možemo se osloboditi nadzora materijalne prirode. To je preliminarna formula. Budući da je živo biće granična moć, čim se oslobodi nadzora materijalne prirode, biva stavljeno pod vodstvo duhovne prirode, zvane Daivi Prakriti, božanska priroda. Kada se uzdigne na taj način, predajući se svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi, dostiže razinu velike duše, Mahatme. Mahatma ne usmjerava svoju pozornost ni na što drugo, osim na Krišnu, jer savršeno dobro zna da je Krišna izvorna vrhovna osoba, uzrok svih uzroka. U to nema sumnje. Osoba može postati takva Mahatma, velika duša, družeći se s drugim Mahatmama, čistim baktama. Čiste bakte ne privlači čak ni Krišni drugi oblici, kao što je četveroruki Mahavišnu. Privlače ih samo dvoruki oblik Krišne. Ne privlače ih drugi Krišnini oblici, niti ih zanima bilo koji oblik poluboga ili ljudskog bića. Meditiraju samo na Krišnu u svjesnosti Krišne i uvijek nepokolebljivo služe gospodinu.
Here the very first word of this verse, Mahatmanas, or Maha Atma, has created a problem of definition.
Ovdje već na samom početku riječ Mahatma ili Maha Atma je kreirala problem definicije, definiranosti.
If I am to discuss something with another person, before we can communicate, we must be very clear that when I use a particular word, it means what he understands the word to mean.
Kada komuniciramo sa nekom osobom, onda je jako važno da je potpuno jasno što ja želim reći, odnosno da ono što ja kažem je jasno drugoj osobi što mislim reći.
One of the most important books that every student carries is a dictionary.
Jedna od najvažnijih knjiga koju svaki student koristi je rječnik.
The way in which we communicate our thoughts to one another is through language.
Način na koji prenosimo naše misli jedan drugome je kroz jezik.
And the dictionary is giving the standard meanings of words or language.
I u rječniku su date su data standardna značenja određenog jezika ili riječi.
If you had your own definition and I had my own definition, then I could speak to you something and you might think I said totally something separate.
Ako ja na primjer imam jedan način, ako mislim da određena riječ znači nešto, a ova druga osoba misli da ta ista riječ znači drugo, onda prilikom komunikacije ja mogu reći nešto što će ta osoba druga shvatiti potpuno suprotno.
For example,
na primjer,
I am wearing glasses.
Ja nosim naočale.
But if you don't know that these are glasses and you think that they are spectacles, then when I say glasses, you might not know what I'm talking about.
Ako na primjer ja imam naočale i one se zovu naočale, ali ti ne znaš kako se one zovu, nego misliš da se zovu I don't know what is penitence.
Oh, see?
What's your problem?
Spectacles, how to explain? I don't know. The Latin word. But...
In our language, it's only the same.
Yeah. I think the word spectacles came from, you know, people had this little eyeglass and put it up to their eye.
Monocle.
So when you have two of them, you've got spectacles.
Znači, ako ima neki monokl i onda jedna osoba misli ovo su naočale, a druga misli monokl, kao što smo imali sad problem. Što znači?
Here, the word Mahatma, for example, the most famous use of the word is when you think of Mahatma, what comes to your mind?
Što vam pada na pamet kad pomislite na Mahatma?
Before you came to ISKCON, if someone said Mahatma, Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi, right? Everybody's heard of Mahatma Gandhi. So we might think that Mahatma means a politician who wears a
dhoti.
But the actual standard for understanding anything to do with spiritual life, which is explained in the Vedas, is the Bhagavad Gita.
Ali da bi shvatili bilo kako duhovno znanje i da bi shvatili Vede, onda bazična knjiga je Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita is the most famous scripture of all the Vedas. The Bhagavad Gita is very famous.
Od svih Veda Bhagavad Gita je najpoznatija.
And it is like the ABC of yoga or meditation.
ABC yoga ili meditacije.
So, you also have ABC?
No.
I don't know. So, Krishna is explaining these things to Arjuna. And he is explaining that the first qualification of a great soul, a Mahatma, is that he is under the protection of, under the influence of, spiritual energy.
I Krishna objašnjava Arjuni da prva kvalifikacija koju ima ili posjeduje Mahatma je da je pod nadzorom duhovne energije.
Ashritaha, just like this is the Hare Krishna ashram or Bhakti Yoga ashram, you've heard this word ashram.
Čuli ste za reč ashram?
So, similar word ashraya means, ashram means shelter or place of spiritual culture.
Ashraya znači utočište ili mjesto duhovne kulture.
And Ashraya means the shelter of spiritual nature, spiritual energy.
Ashraya znači utočište duhovne spiritualne energije.
Here it is more clearly expressed, daivim prakritim ashritaha. Daivim prakritim, daivi means spiritual or superior energy.
Ovdje je opisano da još preciznije, to je daivi prakritim ashraya, što znači daivi znači božanska.
And prakritim means nature or energy.
A prakritim znači priroda ili energija.
So there are two natures. There is material nature, bhautik prakriti, and daivi prakriti, spiritual energy.
Postoji prakriti i daivi prakriti, odnosno duhovna, odnosno materijalna i duhovna energija.
So we are, they are also described as para, superior, and apara, inferior.
isto tako objašnjeno para i apara, znači superiornija i inferiornija.
Para prakriti means Krishna's, means the spiritual world, the spiritual energy, Krishna's special spiritual energy.
Para prakriti znači duhovna energija, Krishna energija, Krishna specijalna energija.
Everything there in that, within that energy is Sat Chit Ananda. It's eternal Sat. It's Chit, full of knowledge. And Ananda, it is full of bliss or joy.
Sve u toj energiji je Sat Chit Ananda. Vječno je, puno je znanja i blaženo je.
And in this material world, this material energy is called Apara.
Svijet se zove apara prakriti.
Everything here is asat, not sat or eternal, but asat or temporary. Okay. Everything is temporary.
Ovdje je sve asat, nije sat, nego je asat, znači privremeno.
Achit or full of ignorance, not full of knowledge.
I achit, puno neznanja, a ne znanja.
And near ananda, it is not full of bliss or happiness.
I nir ananda nije puno blaženstva i sreće.
So we have the option. We can situate ourselves in the apara prakriti, the material nature, the material energy. We can put ourselves under that influence.
I nije izbor. Mi se možemo staviti ili pod materialnu energiju, njen utjecaj.
Or we can situate ourselves by Krishna's mercy in the para prakriti, the spiritual nature. We can be influenced by Sat Chit Ananda.
Ili se možemo staviti Krishna milošću pod utjecaj para prakriti, pod utjecaj energije Sat Chit Ananda.
We are called marginal energy. We're on the margin, on the edge.
Mi se zovemo iličnom energijom zbog toga jer smo na ivici, na rubu.
It's like you have a sheet of paper and you have the, just like here. Here's the text and here's the margin.
Kao ovdje imamo tekst i ovdje imamo rubu.
It's on the edge.
Mi smo na rubu.
So the example is given of the ocean and the land.
Date primjer oceana i zemlje, plaže.
So the margin is the shore.
I ta granica je stvari obala.
So the shore is neither land nor is it ocean.
I obala stvari niti je zemlja, ali niti je ocean.
Sometimes it is covered by the ocean and sometimes it is not covered by the ocean.
Ponekad je preplavljena oceanom, a ponekad nije.
So we can, by our own choice, this is by our own choice, believe it or not, you're all choosing to die.
To je naš izbor, vjerovali ili ne, svatko od vas bira da li će umreti.
You're all choosing to get old, to get diseased, and to be reborn. You've made this choice.
Svatko od vas je činio izbor da se rodi, ostari i umre. Taj izbor ste napravili vi.
You're all choosing to be in ignorance.
Svi ste izabrali da budete u neznanju.
And you're all choosing to suffer in so many ways.
I svi ste vi izabrali da patite na toliko mnogo raznih načina.
But you have the potential.
Ali imate mogućnost, moć, potencijal.
To choose to live eternally.
Da živi, da izaberete živjeti vječno.
It's quite a contradiction.
To je stvari prava kontradikcija.
It's a puzzle.
To je, to se kao puzzle.
That's a puzzle, puzzle.
Puzzle.
So it is explained here by Srila Prabhupada that, or actually Krishna explains also in the verse, that the activity of someone who is under the protection of the divine nature is that he is constantly engaged in the service, in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord.
Znači, Krišna objašnjava Išla Prabhupada da netko tko je stalno pod utjecajem te božanske energije, on je stalno uključen u služenje Gospodina.
So, this is the Bhagavad Gita is also another name or another description of the Bhagavad Gita is that it is called the art of work.
Još jedan opis Bhagavad Gita je naziva se Gita umjetnost rada, djelovanja.
Oh, that's better. Our activity in this world can either entangle us in the material world.
Naše aktivnosti u ovom materijalnom svijetu nas mogu zapetljati u materijalni svijet.
Or our activity can free us from this material world.
Ili nas naše djelovanje i aktivnosti mogu osloboditi od materijalnog svijeta.
The interesting thing is that the practical activity can be the same.
Najinteresantnija stvar je da praktično samo djelovanje može biti isto.
But the consciousness with which you do the work and the destination of the fruits of your work determine the quality of your work.
Ali svjesnost s kojom djelujemo, odnosno s kojom radimo određenu aktivnost i mjesto ili odredište plodova našeg rada su različiti.
A devotee of the Lord, a Mahatma, someone who is under the divine nature, the protection of the divine nature, he has three meals a day, or whatever.
Mahatma,
he eats.
Osoba koja pod utjecajem daje prakriti, on isto ima tri obroka dnevno.
And the person who is under the material control, under the inferior energy, he also eats food.
Osoba koja je pod utjecajem materijalne inferiorne energije također jede hranu.
The Mahatma, the devotee, he may work at a job.
Mahatma Bhakta može biti zaposlen.
He may be an engineer, he may be a teacher, he may be a soldier.
Može biti inženjer, učitelj, vojnik.
The materialistic man also engages in these occupations.
Materialista se također uključuje u te aktivnosti.
So what makes the difference? Why does one at the end of his life go to hell and take birth in the material world again, and why is the other one completely liberated, gets free from the miseries of material existence and lives eternally in the spiritual world? What is the difference?
Sad, koja je razlika? Koja je razlika između ovog materialiste koji na kraju svog života odlazi u pakao ili mahatme ili božanske osobe koja na kraju svog života odlazi u duhovni svijet i potpuno je oslobođena?
The difference is that the devotee has been trained to see that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is the supreme enjoyer of all activities.
Razlika u tome da je bhakta istreniran i on zna da je vrhovna božanska osoba Sri Krishna uživalac svih aktivnosti.
For example,
primjer,
a man may go to work and slave hard all day
na posao i raditi kao crnac cijeli dan,
and he's doing that because he thinks that my wife and my children, my family and I we will enjoy the fruits of my work.
I onda on razmišlja, ako teško radim, onda će ja i moja djeca i obitelj, žena, uživati plodove tog rada.
He puts up with so many difficulties, he deals with very envious people, very passionate people, very competitive people.
On se stavlja u takvu poziciju da se cijeli dan mora sukobiti sa nekakvim suparnicima, zavidnim ljudima, teško mu je.
But he thinks that I will only have to do this for 5 days, and for 2 days I and my family we will enjoy.
Ali on razmišlja, ali ja ću to raditi samo 5 dana, a onda ću 2 dana uživati sa svojim obitelji.
This is called bhoga and tyaga.
To se zove bhoga,
and material enjoyment, bhoga, and then when one is exhausted from enjoyment, you can't have a holiday every day, it gets boring. And you can't afford it either. So then 5 days, tyaga or renunciation.
Znači zove se Boga, to je materijalno djelovanje za svoje zadovoljstvo, i onda budući da nam treba sad nešto odmora, ne možemo stalno uživati, onda uzimamo, onda imamo 5 dana tjagi ili odvojenosti.
His basic consciousness is that I and my extended self, my wife and my children and my relatives, we are the enjoyers of our activities.
Filozofija je da smo ja i moje ekspanzije, moja obitelj, moja djeca, mi smo uživaoci mojih aktivnosti.
The devotee of the Lord, the Mahatma, someone who is under the divine nature, he thinks that I am getting satisfaction by offering the fruits of my work to Krishna.
Ali bhakta, koji je pod utjecajem božanske prirode, on misli, smatra da njegovo djelovanje u stvari je poklon Krišni, on u stvari djeluje za Krišnino zadovoljstvo.
He knows bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. Krishna is Mahesha, he's the controller, sarvaloka, of everything in the universe.
On zna da je Krishna kontrolor svega u ovom univerzumu.
And he knows that whatever fruits come from his work, they're coming by the mercy of the Lord.
I on zna da ako bilo koji, bilo koji plod dođe njegovim radom, da u stvari to dolazi od Krishne.
For example, there are so many young men in Čakovec.
Na primjer, ima puno mladih ljudi u Čakovcu.
And they are all healthy, they're all intelligent.
Svi su zdravi, inteligentni.
And they're all working very hard to be successful.
Svi rade vrlo teško da bi bili uspješni.
And most of them are relatively equally qualified.
I većina od njih je podjednako kvalificirana.
But amongst all of them, a small few get some good luck, they get a good chance, and they become successful and control over all the others.
Ali među njima, par njih, nekolicina, na neki način postignu uspjeh i onda vladaju i kontroliraju ostale.
So why, if they're all relatively equally qualified and they're all working very hard, why should one be more successful than others?
Ali zašto je to, ako su podjednako kvalificirani, kako je moguće da nekolicina je uspješnija od drugih?
The Bhagavad Gita explains,
Bhagavad Gita objašnjava,
that there are 5 factors,
da postoji 5 faktora,
that determine any activity.
Koji određuju sve aktivnosti.
There is the place where the activity is done.
Mjesto gdje je aktivnost učinjena.
There is the time.
Vrijeme.
There is the work itself.
posao, sam posao,
the activity,
sam aktivnost,
and the senses or the person engaging in the work.
I osjetila, odnosno osoba uključena u rad,
the place, the time,
mjesto,
the work and the senses.
Aktivnosti I osjetila.
So these four we can manipulate, we can change, we can adjust.
Ovih četiri možemo mijenjati, možemo s njima manipulirati, možemo ih promijeniti.
But the fifth factor, the unseen factor, is the factor of super soul, the supreme Godhead, the supreme controller.
Peti faktor je u stvari Krishna, odnosno vrhovna božanska osoba, vrhovni kontrolor.
Those who are learned, they pray, especially Lord Brahma, he prays, Ishwaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam.
Oni koji su učeni, poput gospodina Brahme, izgovaraju ovu molitvu.
By observing what is happening in the material world,
promatrajući što se dešava u ovom materijalnom svijetu,
they can understand that complete control is beyond our influence.
Oni mogu shvatiti da potpuna kontrola je izvan našeg utjecaja.
For example, once in Chicago,
na primjer jednom u Chicagu,
in the USA,
u Americi,
a big Mayavadi yogi, or a yogi who was thinking that I am God, you are God,
a veliki yogi koji je mislio ja sam Bog, ti si Bog.
Actually, he wasn't a yogi. He was more of a bogi.
U stvari nije bio baš previše yogi, bio je više bogi.
Bogi means enjoyer.
Bogi znači uživalac.
So he got up in front of a large crowd,
i pojavio se pred velikom gomilom ljudi,
in a big hall,
u velikoj dvorani.
It was a gathering of the world body of religions.
To bio jedan skup svjetskih religija.
So he was representing Hinduism.
I on je predstavljao hinduizam.
So he said to the people,
i rekao je ljudima,
brothers and sisters,
braće i sestre,
that got a good round of applause.
Ovdje je dobio dobar aplauz.
He said, why are you all worshiping God in the churches and the mosques and the temples?
Zašto vi svi obožavate Boga u crkvama, u hramovima, u džamijama?
Don't you know that you yourselves are God?
Zar ne znate, vi ste sami Bog.
But then, during the course of his speech,
za vrijeme njegovog govora,
he got a very serious toothache and he had to leave the meeting.
Dobio je strašnu zubobolju, morao je napustiti sastanak.
So he was such a big controller that a little toothache made him leave the assembly.
Bio je tako strašan veliki kontrolor da jedna mala zubobolja ga je prisilila da napusti meeting.
Someone who says that he is God, G-O-D, what is he?
D-O-G.
D-O-G, not G-O-D, but D-O-G.
Znači onaj ko kaže da je Bog u stvari pas, znači s kom je to suprotno, jer Bog znači God, G-O-D, a suprotno je
D-O-G
ili pas.
Yeah. Meaning dog means woof woof. So we are not the controller. The devotee knows that Krishna is the controller and he works for pleasing Krishna.
Bhakta zna da je Krishna kontrolor i zbog toga radi za zadovoljstvo Krishna.
And for that reason Krishna is very pleased with him and keeps him under his own protection.
I zbog toga je Krišna jako zadovoljan s njim i zbog toga ga drži pod njegovom osobnom zaštitom.
Krishna tells Arjuna in another verse in the second chapter.
U drugom poglavlju Krishna kaže Arjuni.
Anyway, Ananyas chintayanto mam ye janapayupasate teshang nitya vyuktanam yoga kshema bahamyaham. To one who is constantly devoted to me and who worships me with love, for him I carry what he lacks and I protect whatever he has.
Krishna kaže u drugom
922, it's in the same chapter.
Krishna kaže u devetom poglavlju tih 22. Samo da ga nađem.
Ananyas chintayanto mam.
Ali onima koji me uvijek obožavaju sa nepodijeljenom predanošću, meditirajući na moj transcendentalni oblik, dajem ono što im nedostaje i čuvam ono što imaju.
So when Krishna says that the devotees are under my divine prakritim, under my divine protection,
Krishna kaže da je bhakta pod njegovim utjecajem, utjecajem Devi Prakriti,
the devotee no longer has any need to seek out security anywhere else.
Onda bhakta više ne traži sigurnost nigdje drugdje.
Even more than that, Krishna knows better than any of us what we actually need and want.
Šta više, Krishna zna bolje od nas što mi stvari trebamo i što želimo.
For what, in my experience,
mom iskustvu,
counseling many devotees around the world,
savjetujući mnoge bhakte diljem svijeta,
for many, many years,
mnoge, mnoge godine,
I have seen that most people, their one of their basic problems is they really don't know what they want.
Bazični problem većine ljudi je da oni u stvari ne znaju što žele.
Most people are basically just confused.
Većina ljudi je bazično zbunjena.
Pravritimcha, nivritimcha, juna navidur asura. Nashocham napi chacharo, nateshu satyam vidyate. This is the nature, the demoniac nature, that one does not know what is to be done and what is not to be done.
To je stvari dio demonske prirode i osoba ne zna što treba činiti niti što ne treba činiti.
When you put yourself under the protection of God, he knows what is best for you and he guides you. He gives you direction how to achieve perfect peace and happiness.
Ako se stavimo pod utjecaj Boga i božanske energije, on točno zna što nam treba i omogućava nam da postignemo ono što nam je potrebno i dostignemo sreću i zadovoljstvo.
But the key here is
ključ je ovdje,
that you have to put yourself completely under Krishna's shelter.
Ali ključ je tu da se moramo potpuno staviti pod utjecaj, odnosno pod zaštitu Krišne.
Krishna says that he will reciprocate with you on the basis of whatever priority you give him.
Krishna kaže da će uzvratiti na bazi reprociteta koliko se mi predamo.
Ye yatha mam prapadyante thamsta thaiva bhajami aham. If you surrender to Krishna, if you reveal yourself to Krishna 50%, Krishna will reveal himself to you 50%. And if you reveal yourself, if you surrender yourself fully to Krishna, then Krishna will reveal himself to you.
Ako se mi predamo Krishni 50%, onda Krishna će nam se razotkriti 50%. Ili ako se mi predamo Krishni 100%, onda će nam se Krishna predati, odnosno razotkriti 100%.
So, it is said that Vishaya Vinivartante Niraharasya Dehina. The material nature, the Bhautik Prakriti, material, not Daivi Prakriti, and Bhautik Prakriti. So the material electricity. The material nature is very attractive for those who have a material body.
Materijalna energija je vrlo privlačna za one koji imaju materijalno tijelo.
The objects of the senses are very powerful.
Objekti osjetila su vrlo moćni.
Arjuna asked Krishna, "What is it about this world which forces me to act even against my own will?"
Arjuna je pitao Krishnu, "Što je to što me prisiljava da djelujem čak i protiv moje volje?"
And Krishna says, Kamesha, Krodesha, Rajogun, Samudvaha. It's lust, Arjuna. Your all-devouring sinful enemy is lust, anger and greed.
To je sve prožimajući, sve prožirajući neprijatelj je požuda, pohlepa. To je tvoj najveći neprijatelj.
So we have this body, and there's a natural chemistry between the senses and the objects of the senses, the tongue and something to eat, the eyes and something to see, the ears and something, some music. This is the senses and the objects of the senses.
Postoji ta kemija, postoji prirodna privlačnost između osjetila i predmeta uživanja, predmeta osjetila, kao na primjer između ušiju i glazbe, između očiju i predmeta koje oči gledaju, između jezika i kušanja onoga što jezik želi kušati.
So Krishna says the only way that you can overcome this attraction is by developing a higher attraction. Rasal Bhajam, Rasal Pyasya, Param drishtva nivartate. Param drishtva means higher taste.
Znači, Krishna objašnjava Arjuni da jedini način na koji možemo se osloboditi te privlačnosti je da razvijemo privlačnost za nešto više, da razvijemo viši ukus.
So how will you develop a higher taste?
Kako ćemo razviti viši ukus?
You have to cultivate a higher taste.
Moramo ga kultivirati, moramo kultivirati viši ukus.
You have to associate with persons who are experiencing a higher taste.
Moramo se družiti sa osobama koje kušaju viši ukus.
You have to forcibly withdraw your senses from the lower taste and engage them in the object which gives higher taste.
Moramo prisiliti osjetila i povući ih iz predmeta nižeg ukusa i usmjeriti ih prema predmetima višeg ukusa.
We are, in this material world, we are known as conditioned souls.
U materijalnom svijetu mi smo poznati pod nazivom uslovljene duše.
Another way of expressing it would be to say we are bad habit souls.
Ili drugi način na koji možemo se nazvati je duše loših navika.
We have got many, many bad habits.
No, mnogo, mnogo loših navika.
We're addicted to many sinful things or many things which go against our spiritual development. We're addicted to many sinful things.
Which is kind of word. Addicted.
Addicted, like a drug addict is addicted to drugs.
Just,
no problem, sorry. It's a bad habit of yours.
No, I'm lost. We're addicted to
many sinful things.
Mi smo ovisni o mnogim lošim navikama.
which go against our real self-interest.
Koje stvari idu protiv našeg samointeresa.
So we have to change our habits.
Jednostavno moramo promijeniti naše navike.
And this science of bhakti yoga has been designed keeping Kali Yuga in mind, keeping our lack of determination, keeping our lack of enthusiasm in mind.
Znači, bhakti yoga je dizajnirana na takav način, ali uzela u obzir Kali Jugu, naše palostavljanje, naš um.
It has been designed so that we can go on with our lives, but we can put Krishna in the center and experience gradually a higher taste.
Napravljeno je tako da mi možemo nastaviti sa našim životom, ali postepeno, korak po korak, možemo kušati sve veći i viši ukus.
And the key to this is given in the next verse.
Ključ ovome je dat u sljedećem stihu.
Krishna says, Satatam kirtyantamam yathantascha dridharataha namashyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. My devotees are always engaged in chanting my glories.
Moj bhakta je uvijek uključen u pjevanje mojih slava.
They are always worshipping me and offering respect to me.
Uvijek me obožavaju i odaju mi poštovanje.
And in this way they use all of their time.
I na taj način oni koriste svo svoje vrijeme.
So please keep in mind, and this will put everything in focus for you.
Molim vas, zapamtite to, jer takva aktivnost će učiniti da sve bude u žarištu za vas, za vaš dobrobit.
It's a very simple idea.
Jednostavna je to ideja.
We all have the same amount of time.
Svi imamo istu količinu vremena.
We have 24 hours in a day.
Imamo svi 24 sata na raspolaganju na dan.
7 days in a week.
7 dana u tjednu.
And you know, 365 a year, whatever.
365 dana godišnje.
So the only really valuable thing we have in our lives is our time.
Znači, jedina vrijednost koju imamo u našem životu je vrijeme.
And the outcome of our life will be determined by how we use our time.
I korisnost svrha našeg života bit će određena time koliko smo pravilno, ispravno upotrijebili naše vrijeme.
So we have to make a choice to put the activities of Krishna consciousness somewhere in our lives if we want to change.
Ako želimo promijeniti na život, onda moramo naći mogućnosti da te aktivnosti svjesne Krišne ubacimo negdje u to naše vrijeme.
As I said, I am a very experienced preacher.
Kao što sam rekao, vrlo sam iskusan propovjednik.
Every day I meet so many people.
Svaki dan susrećem toliko mnogo ljudi.
When I'm traveling, I meet so many people.
Putujem.
When I'm in India, I meet hundreds of people daily.
Sam u Indiji susrećem stotine ljudi dnevno.
And very, very often, when I encourage people to say, when I encourage people to take up spiritual life, a very common reply is, Swamiji, I don't have time.
I najčešći odgovor koji dobijem kada zamolim ljude, propovjedam da stave Krišnu svoj život, odgovor je, Swamiji, nemam vremena.
And I tell them politely,
I lijepo im kažem,
sir, I think what you need to say is,
ono što, gospodin, ono što stvarno mislite reći je,
I have time, but I choose to use that time for something else besides Krishna.
Ja imam vremena, ali sam odlučio da iskoristim to vrijeme za nešto drugo pored Krishna.
So remember, yeyatha mam prapadyante, whatever time you give Krishna, he will give you.
Zapamtite, u ovom stihu Krishna kaže, koliko vremena mi poklonimo njemu, toliko će on nama uzvratiti.
According to this verse, if you want to benefit from eternal life and bliss and knowledge, if you want to be under the divine nature,
želimo biti pod utjecajem božanske prirode,
then you have to give Krishna your full consciousness, your full time.
Onda moramo dati Krishni svoju punu svjesnost, svo svoje vrijeme. Ako želimo biti sačitananda.
The activities may be, we have two kinds of activities.
Mi imamo dvije vrste aktivnosti.
We have constitutional activities and conditional activities.
Izvornu aktivnost i
conditional,
imamo izvornu i uvjetovanu aktivnost.
Conditional activities mean activities which we do only in this world.
Uvjetovane aktivnosti, to su one koje činimo samo u ovom svijetu.
For example, Dayalu may take collections, Sunday collections, and go to the bank with the collections.
Dayalu može uzeti, iskolektirati nedjelju nešto, lakšenje otići na banku.
So, in the spiritual world, he won't have to go to the bank.
Ali u duhovnom svijetu neće morati ići u banku.
Somebody else will do that. No. In the spiritual world, that kind of activity, in the spiritual world, there are only activities of chanting and dancing and glorifying the Lord and wrestling with Krishna.
Duhovnom svijetu nema tih aktivnosti, spjevanje, plesanje, hrvanje sa Krishnom.
There are only wonderful pastimes.
Samo divne zabave.
So those are conditional activities.
Znači, to su uvjetovane aktivnosti.
Constitutional activities mean activities like chanting the holy names, worshipping, offering arati, offering prasadam to Krishna. These are all activities which we do here, and we will continue to do them after we leave this body and get a spiritual body.
Izvorne aktivnosti, to su na primjer aktivnosti pjevanja, slavljenja Krišne, nuđenja Krišni prasadam, jer to su aktivnosti koje ćemo činiti i kada napustimo naše tijelo.
So we have to make sure that we have a very healthy balance of all of our activities. There must be constitutional activities every day for Krishna. And there must be conditional activities for our survival and maintenance, and for our propagation of Krishna consciousness.
Se moramo truditi da balansiramo te dvije stvari i mi svakodnevno trebamo obavljati i sve te izvorne aktivnosti i uvjetovane aktivnosti koje nam pomažu da na neki način cijelu stvar izbalansiramo i da možemo propagirati svjesnost Krishna.
So again, the message is that the difference between a Mahatma and a Duratma,
razlika između Mahatme i Duratme,
is a question of consciousness.
Je pitanje naše svjesnosti.
So I'll end by telling you a story of one devotee, or actually one brahmana.
Dovršit ću predavanje s jednom pričom o jednom bhakti, sorry, brahmani.
and one prostitute.
I jedna prostitutka.
They usually in the cities there is an area where so-called respectable people live, and then there's what they call the red light district, where the prostitutes live.
Obično u gradovima se nalaze područja u kojima žive takozvane uvažene ličnosti, osobe pod navodnicima, i mjesta sa crvenim lampama.
In this particular story, the prostitute and the brahmana, they were living in the same neighborhood.
Ali u ovom, ovoj priči i brahmana i prostitutka živjeli su u istom okrugu, u susjedstvu.
She was a high class prostitute.
Ona je bila high class prostitutka.
So actually they were living next door.
Stali živjeli su vrata do vrata.
And they didn't have a fence between the house.
Između njihove dvije kuće nije bilo ograde.
So the brahmana was very expert at doing ritualistic worship, puja.
Brahmana je bio vrlo ekspertan u obavljanju ritualnih aktivnosti, puja.
And he was chanting different mantras and doing swaha, fire sacrifice, and
I on je radio jage svaki dan i žrtovanja.
And the prostitute was receiving many customers.
A prostitutka je imala mušterije, mnogo mušterija.
Otherwise, how could she afford to live in such an expensive neighborhood? Anyway, it just so happened that they were around the same age, and they both died on the same day at the same time. It was quite a coincidence. Otherwise I wouldn't be able to tell the story. So when you die, according to your activities in this life, you will be either elevated or you will have to go down to the hellish planets according to your activities.
U skladu sa našim aktivnostima u ovom životu mi ćemo morati ići ili gore ili dole, odnosno paklene planete.
But if you have engaged in spiritual activities, then you will go back to the spiritual world.
Ali ako smo bili uključeni u duhovne aktivnosti, onda ćemo se vratiti u duhovni svijet.
So at the time they died, the agents of the king of death, Yama, they came. And the agents of Vishnu, Krishna, they also appeared on the scene.
I u trenutku njihove smrti, predstavnici Yamaraja, Yame, su došli. Isto tako predstavnici Krishne, Vishnua, Vishnudute su došli također, u isto vrijeme.
So the Yamadutas, they came in their chariot and they stopped in front of the house of the brahmana and they entered into his house and began to grab him and take him to the court of Yamaraj.
I predstavnici Yamaduta, Yamaraja, Yamadute su došli svojim kočijama i parkirali ispred vrata brahmana koji je i ušli su u njegovu kuću u namjeri da ga odvedu na prebivalište Yamaraja.
And the agents of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Dutas, they went directly to the house of the prostitute and offered her a lift back to Godhead.
A predstavnici Vishnu, Vishnu Dute su došli pred kuću prostitutke i ponudili je, odnosno pozvali je da se vrati natrag Bogu.
So the brahmana, he completely freaked out. He said, wait a minute, you've got the wrong address. There's been a mistake. The prostitute lives over there.
Prostitutka je tamo preko puta.
I've been worshiping God all my life.
Ja sam obožavao Boga cijeli moj život.
She's been engaging in sinful activity all her life.
A ona se bila angažirana u grešnoj aktivnosti cijeli život.
And then the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas had a little conference.
I onda Vishnuduta i Yamaduta su imali mali meeting.
And they told the brahmana that externally you may have been making a show. But the whole time your mind was thinking about the prostitute and how so many customers were coming and if you could just be one of the customers.
Ali cijelo vrijeme si mislio na prostitutku i razmišljao koliko mnogo mušterija ona prima svaki dan i pomišljao da bi možda i on bio jedan od tih mušterija.
Whereas the prostitute was thinking, oh, that saintly brahmana, I'm so fallen, I've been forced to accept this condition, but he is worshiping God all the time. I wish I could be worshiping God like him. He's so wonderful.
A prostitutka je meditirala na brahmanu i stalno razmišljala o njemu u svom umu i mislila je, joj, ovaj divni brahmana, on po cijele dane obožava Boga i radi jagije. Kako bi mi bilo lijepo da ja tako mogu isto to raditi?
So, we have to work in this material world.
Dakle, mi moramo raditi u materijalnom svijetu.
But we have to make sure that our consciousness is always on Krishna.
Ali moramo se pobrinuti da naša svjesnost je uvijek usmjerena na Krishnu.
And the only way that we can do that is by constantly chanting the names of the Lord and by associating with pure devotees.
A jedini način je da konstantno pjevamo sveta imena Gospodina i da se družimo sa čistim baktama.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So are there any questions or comments?
Pitanja ili komentari?
Yes?
Kad činiš u kongregaciji, onda uvijek imaš osjećaj da ne možeš Krishna se prijatno 100%. Jer znam što bakte u templu su angažirani u službi prijatnog poštovanja od jutra pa do večera. A ti ne možeš ili možda radiš 8 sati i imaš još možda neke druge aktivnosti. Pa me zanima da li može reći da li uopće može biti član kongregacije angažiran 100% u pjesnosti Krishna.
Her question is, when we are living as a congregational members, we of course have to work all day, and we know that devotees who are living in the temple, they engage all day in service. So the question is it actually possible that members of congregation can be actually engaged by 100% meditating on Krishna, or meditate on Krishna, or meditate or be engaged Krishna consciousness, as you said, to be 100%.
Someone who was very, very dear to me, he was a congregational member.
Jedna osoba koja bi bila vrlo, vrlo draga, on je bio kongregacijski član.
His name was Abhay Charan Bhakti Vedanta.
Does that answer your
question? There are some tips. One advice, which, you know, when you ask a question, you may get an answer you don't like.
Ponekad kad postavljamo pitanje možda ćemo dobiti odgovor koji nam se neće dopasti, ali
but it's my duty to, as a sannyasi, I have to tell you
the truth.
Moja dužnost kao sanjasija je da moram reći istinu.
So one advice is throw your television in the ocean. Or at least break the channel selector. And then try and get a video player that will only play Krishna conscious videos. The fact is that if you want to be Krishna conscious, then you have to get up early in the morning.
Želimo biti svjesni Krišne, onda jedna stvar je da moramo se ustati rano ujutro.
If you regulate your lives so that you get 6 or 7 hours of sleep a night,
ako reguliramo se život tako da imamo 6-7 sati spavanja,
and you get up 2.5 hours before sunrise, which is known as Brahma Muhurta.
Ako se ustanemo 2.5 sata prije izlaska sunca, period koji je poznat kao Brahma Muhurta,
which is approximately 4:30 or 4 o'clock.
To je prilike 4:30 izjutra.
And if you practice meditation at that time,
ako u to vrijeme meditiramo,
you'll find an ocean of difference in your consciousness.
Biće ocean, biće razlika velika poput oceana u našoj svjesnosti.
Not just a little, but
ne samo
ocean of
ocean. Razlike.
Early to bed, early to rise.
Rano kreć i rano ustati.
Makes a man healthy, wealthy, and Krishna conscious.
Čini čovjeka zdravim, bogatim i svjesnim Krišne. Ako idemo na spavanje i radno stavno.
You have to work during the day.
Moraš raditi tokom dana.
Just to keep body and soul together.
Da bi mogli držati tijelo i dušu zajedno.
All those politicians who take all the foreign trips and have bank accounts in Switzerland, you have to pay for that.
Svi ti političari u naokolo koji putuju po cijelom svijetu i imaju bankovne račune u Švicarskoj, mi za to moramo platiti, ne? Neko mora raditi za nje.
You have to move in the midst of materialistic people.
Moramo se kretati među materialističkim ljudima.
And we know that Duratmanas to Maya Partha, anyway, they're the opposite of Mahatma. They're always engaged in activities of sense gratification, and by their association, you're bound to be affected. You can't help it.
Da duratme ili osobe koje su suprotno od mahatma, koje su isključivo angažirane u osjetivno uživanje, i onda ukoliko smo prisiljeni, ukoliko se družimo dnevno konstantno s njima, moramo shvatiti da ćemo biti pod njihovim utjecajem, znači to preći, ta utjecaj će preći na nas.
We're not envious of them, we were also in their place only a few years back.
Mi nismo zavidni na njih, jer samo par godina unatrag mi smo bili na njihovom mjestu.
But we know that all they want to eat is sinful food.
Ali mi znamo da jedino što oni žele jesti to je hrana puna grijeha.
All they want to talk about is whose wife is running with whose husband, you know, what movie is playing, and who won the football match.
Jedino što oni pričali, mi znamo da je koja je utakmica na televiziji, koja žena s kim ide naokolo.
their sound vibration will affect our minds.
Drugim riječima, njihova zvučna vibracija će djelovati na naš um.
Just like I can bet.
Mogu se kladiti?
I don't think I've got any use for it. I've got a pound here, okay. I bet one that all of you are experiencing a nice vibration here. You're enjoying yourselves.
Kladim se da svako od vas ovdje kuša jednu lijepu vibraciju, da svako od vas je zadovoljen.
All the energy here is very good.
Jer
every one of you is contributing.
Jer sva energija koja je ovdje je jako dobra, jer svako od vas doprinosi.
But when you leave the temple,
ali kad napustite,
you're going to experience a little different consciousness, a change. You're going to feel the difference. I always did. Every time I visited the temple, and then when I left, and as soon as I got out on the street in Brooklyn, wow, what a difference!
I svako od nas, kad bude izašao, sigurno će kušati neku drugačiju, različitu energiju nego što je ovdje. Ja isto svaki put kad izađem iz hrama u Brooklynu, onda je to prilično različita energija kad izađem na cestu.
So, in order to protect yourself,
da bi se zaštitili,
you have to insulate your consciousness.
Moramo izolirati našu svjesnost.
Just like you grow a little plant, you put a fence around it to insulate it.
Ako imamo malu biljku i da bi je zaštitili, mi onda napravimo malu ogradu oko nje.
So you have to insulate your bhakti creeper, your bhakti lata creeper.
I mi moramo izolirati i zaštititi našu puzaricu bhakti.
The way to do that is by 3 or 4 hours in the morning of chanting and reading and discussing about Krishna.
I način za to je da ujutro 3-4 sata pjevamo Krishni, diskutiramo o Krishni, čitamo Krishni.
And then throughout the day you'll be protected.
I onda kroz dan bit ćete zaštićeni.
Because you put yourself under Daivi Prakriti.
Zato jer smo se stavili pod utjecaj Daivi Prakriti.
I'll tell you a story. One of my friends, he's a Scotsman, and he was in India many years ago.
On je Škot, yeah. I bio u Indiji prije više godina.
And he was telling me how he and a group of devotees had gone to Udupi in South India.
I ispričao mi kako je on sa grupom bhakti otišao u južnu Indiju, pokrenu Udupi.
So Udupi is the city where Madhvacharya established his base.
To je mjesto gdje Madhvacharya imao svoju bazu, gdje je uspostavio svoju bazu.
So we are coming in that line, parampara, the Madhva Gaudiya, meaning Bengal Sampradaya, a line of disciplic succession.
Mi se nalazimo u tom lancu učeničkog nasljeđa, Madhva, znači Madhvacharya, i Gaudiya, znači Bengal, znači mi se nalazimo u tom lancu učeničkog nasljeđa.
We connect to Krishna through Madhvacharya, thousands of years ago, through him.
Mi se spajamo sa Krišnom kroz Madhvacharyu koji je bio prije 1000 godina.
So while this group of devotees were there, they were invited to join a program at one of the temples in Udupi.
I dok su ti bhakti boravili u tom mjestu Udupi, bili su pozvani da dođu jedan hram.
So after the program, after the devotees did kirtan and gave a little talk, one of the main sannyasis of the temple was discussing with my friend. And he was saying that we're very amazed, we're very surprised with A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. How he has gone to the Western world and associated with so many materialistic people, not lightly materialistic, but grossly materialistic, and yet he has not become contaminated.
Mi smo začuđeni kako je Esi Bhakti Danta Swami otišao na zapad, družio se ne sa materialistima, nekim malim materialistima koji su bili suptilni, nego najgrubljim materialistima, a nije postao kontaminiran.
We do not allow our sannyasis to associate with materialistic men.
Mi ne dozvoljavamo našim sannyasima da se druže sa materialističkim ljudima.
We don't allow them to travel across the ocean or to go to the western countries.
Mi ne dozvoljavamo da idu u zapadne zemlje niti da putuju preko oceana.
He said, according to the Ayurveda, a man's aura, his influence, his energy.
U skladu sa Ayurvedom, čovjekova energija, odnosno aura,
extends about 3 or 4 feet beyond his body, all around him.
Ona se proteže 3 feet, how much is this?
About 1 or 2 meters, 1 to 1.5 meters.
Oko znači oko 1 do 1.5 metra izvan tijela.
So even if you come within that distance with a materialistic man, their consciousness will influence and pollute your
consciousness.
So we're very surprised how Bhaktivedanta Swami remained so pure. So even though you're working during the day and you're associating with non-devotees, but if you have a strong morning program, you'll be protected. And rather, your aura will influence them.
Znači, iako radimo, moramo raditi i cijeli dan, lako jutro imamo taj snažan duhovni program, onda će u stvari naša aura utjecati na njih.
Are there any other questions?
Da li možda ima još neko pitanje? Slobodno pitanje, zadnje šanse. Da se naše sumnje.
Ok, thank you. Oblake.
Nema.
She wants to know where is my
book. I can watch question, but it's an afternoon program.
Yeah, I know. I know what the question is.
That's true. Surprise for me.
Yeah. Mayapur is in Mayapur.
I have something extra from.
Okay. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki
jai, Shila Maharaj ki
jai.